Hello, my beautiful podcast family. This is Real Talk Kim. I am so excited that you're on here with me today. So we are going to talk about today just how to stop quitting. You know, one thing that I've discovered in this pandemic is what you're going through is either going to fold you or fuel you. It's really our choice. And so today we're going to talk about that, how to literally stop looking back. You know, sometimes one of the most courageous things that you can do is never look back. And so I want to talk to you about it today. I want to talk to you about moving forward. You know, I pastor Limitless Church here in Fayetteville, Georgia. And man, I just feel so honored that, you know, God is allowing me to pastor during a pandemic, pastor, keep people's hopes up. You know, I changed the name of our church in January to Limitless Church before I ever even knew the pandemic was going to happen. And my family had given me, my daddy and mama had turned the church over to me. It was their church, and they passed the legacy down to me. And man, I was just so honored that they trusted me with this. And I wanted to change the name, though, to reflect me, you know, because the one thing that I've never been allowed to do, I did a video on this the other day and posted it on all of my social media platforms, just on how my parents never let me quit. Like, you know, I hear people say all the time, I feel like quitting, I'm going to quit. And I just never been able to quit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I have literally never, ever, ever had the privilege of quitting. And I know I probably could have. In fact, I remember in 2006, I did take about a year off of life. But God, it sucked. Like, I look back now and think, what a waste. I was allowing myself to cry over a guy. You know, yeah, I loved him. He was 17 years my husband. I freaking loved his guts. And our marriage didn't last. And after 17 years of us fighting for it, it ended. And I was broken. And so I gave myself a year off to cry and pout and be mad that it didn't work. And man, I look back now, And I think, Jesus, you know, it's been like 17 years, 16 years now, maybe 15 years. I don't even know. But it's been a very long time since I had that year off. But I look back now and I think that year taught me that giving up was an option, but it just wasn't my option. And I really didn't even give up. I still got up and went to work, you know, because I didn't have the luxury of not going to work because I had to take care of my two sons. I had mouths to feed. So I just maybe gave up in my mind. And so, you know, I just have adopted that attitude of, and I'm watching my sons even carry that same attitude, you know, when life sucks, when we find ourselves not getting that job, or we find ourselves in a place of, golly, it's just not what I thought it was going to be. You know, we just buckle down and just go for it. You know, my sons are adopting the same attitude. Even if we don't like it, we still go for it. We still move forward. We still allow ourselves to go. We're not given that option. So I don't let my kids give up either. My kids are just not allowed to throw in the towel. My kids are just not allowed to, you can have a meltdown for a day, but that's about it. And then you got to get up. You got to get up and you got to go for it. And so today I want to talk to you about that. You know, either it's going to fold you or fuel you, and it's your choice. And so y'all, I'm Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast. So glad you're here. I'm about to hit you in between the eyes with some pointers on how to not give up and stop quitting, especially even in a pandemic. Praise your way through, and even during a divorce, you know, get up anyway and decide to take your life back, because it might shock you, but it's not shocking God. And he's given you the grace to get through whatever you're going through. And so today I hope that I can inspire you to freaking get up. Like, yes, you may not like where you are, but get up. Nobody can force you to get up. Your therapist can't force you to get up. That medication ain't going to help you get up, baby. Nothing changes until you decide, I'm sick and tired of being here, and you freaking get up. And so I'm not sure, man. I might title this that too. Freaking get up. Gosh, get up. Get up. It is a mind shift. But you can find out all y'all want to know about me by going to my website, realtalkkim.com. This podcast is real, relevant, and raw. And so let's get into it. You know, when you are pursuing a worthwhile goal, when you are pursuing trying to get back up again, trying to start all over again, it's almost inevitable that at some point you are going to think one or more of the following. Are you ready for this? Get y'all's journals out, in fact, and let's get into it, baby. You're going to think about things like, maybe this is harder than I thought it would be. Does that sound familiar? This is harder than I thought it would be. Another thing you may think is, why is this taking so doggone long? Why is this taking so long? Or, I'm getting nowhere with this. I started this blog, no one's reading it. I started this business, no one's supporting me. Sound familiar? Maybe you've thought, I keep failing at this goal. Like, I keep failing. Like, I start this weight loss journey and then I fall off the wagon in 5 days when I look at that big old bowl of pasta. You know what, y'all? I used to always fall for carbs. I did. I always did. And I still do have those moments. My weakness is candy. I love candy like a two-year-old. I love Twizzlers. I love, I just love candy. And I love a bowl of cereal with cold, cold milk. And then I just started thinking about, y'all, I'm going to eat this bag because I can't just sit down and eat one bite. I just can't. It's not in me. That's how come I can't drink wine. Oh, I'm going to have me a glass of wine. No, before I know it, I've drank in the bottle. I can't be like normal people. So I just don't put it in front of my face because I can't just have one. So I would always fall off the wagon and have a weak moment. I just don't even allow myself anymore. I'm like, girl, bye. You're gonna sit down and have a bowl of cereal and then you're gonna have two. Like, just don't even go there, because within 5 minutes you are done and you've gained 15 pounds. Like, you don't even remember it. The taste is gone and it's still on your hip. So I just adopt this mentality of, nope, don't go there. Don't go there, Kim. You're gonna be mad at yourself because in 5 minutes you're gonna have wet your palate. You're gonna have, girl. Go take several seats. Go sit your hips down somewhere. And don't you eat that, because you're going to sabotage your goal. You're not even going to remember you ate that whole piece of cheesecake in 2 seconds. Like, it's going to be gone and devoured in your belly. And you're going to be mad at yourself. So I just don't go there. So I try to adopt this. I'm not going to keep failing at my goal because I'm not going to allow myself to go there. Or maybe you feel like, I can't do this. What was I thinking? I can't do this. I know so many people that started. I know somebody that literally gave her 2-week notice 2 weeks before the pandemic. She sure did. Gonna start her whole venture. And you know what? I've watched this girl sail through this thing and conquer this pandemic with a great attitude. So stop allowing yourself to think things like, this is harder than I thought it would be. Why is this taking so long? I'm getting nowhere with this. I keep failing at this goal. I can't do this. What was I thinking? And when you do have one of these moments, or more of these moments, or more of these thoughts, it's very likely that you'll want to give up. That's why you can't go there. When that happens, come back to this podcast. Come back to this podcast, right? And stop yourself from quitting. So I want to give you some of the pointers. I'm looking in my journal right now, and some of the pointers that I always come back to when I've started something. Man, y'all, these last 2 years of my life have been really hard. And through the process, I have adopted these strategies for myself. And so I'm going to share them with you today. Number one is you have to create this I won't quit mindset. You really do. Like, when I walked through a divorce, when I was handed divorce papers, I wanted to quit. I literally thought, Jesus, what? But I had to adopt this I won't quit mindset. Why? Because I had a whole church that was watching me. I had a whole mentorship watching me. I had a group of, I got 2 million people that follow me online. I can't quit. I've got 2 sons. Most importantly, I can't quit. They are watching me walk through this. See, I'm telling y'all, like, I have allowed myself to just adopt this. And the one thing that I have understood is that I have going for me is I just won't give up. Even if all the tables are turned against me, I won't give up. I just won't give up. Not giving up is a mindset, y'all. And it's a mindset that you have to adopt. And fortunately, you don't need to have a personality disorder. You don't. You don't need to have the personality disorder that your mom or dad had, or that, you know, maybe your whole group of friends have. You just have to refuse to give up no matter what. That's all you got to make up in your mind. It may hurt like hell, but I will not give up. What you do need is to constantly tell yourself these things. Write these down, y'all. I persist when things get tough. This is what I tell Kim. It's what I tell Real Talk Kim. Even if I got to talk to myself in third form, I will not give up when times get tough, right? I will either find a way or make a way. And here's another one. Every problem has a solution, and I have the perfect ability to find it. You know, during this whole last 4 weeks at Limitless Church, I've been teaching a series on I survived it, right? I survived it, because it's so easy for us to forget we've survived it before when we're walking through hell. We want to throw in the towel, but you survived it. You got to realize that every single problem in life has a solution, and I have the perfect ability to find it. Right? Here's another one. Every day I gain more knowledge and insight about what works and what doesn't work, which means I'm getting stronger and wiser. Right? Every single mistake, y'all, is a mistake to help give you knowledge. So therefore, it does not become a mistake. It becomes knowledge. It becomes free life college. I tell myself all the time, here's another one for y'all. Setbacks are temporary. Setbacks are temporary. And another thing I tell myself, I will find a way through this, right? It's a bad day, not a bad life. It's a season, not a sentence. Another thing, think, what's the best thing to do now, right? Instead of thinking about the bad, think about what is the best thing to do now. And having really, y'all, an I won't quit mindset will make it much easier for you to persist and refuse to give up until you achieve the goal, until you move forward from that heartbreak, until you, yeah, you're going to have some meltdowns. Gosh, y'all, like, moving forward is hard when you've been in a relationship for 28 years, right? Starting over, my mother was married to my dad for 52 years. He died 2 months ago. She had to literally have meltdowns and get up. She had to mourn and move. The one thing that I've watched my mom really create in this space of relearning life, learning the new norm, is she'll have a meltdown and then she shakes herself out of it. And she'll say something like, this ain't going to bring him back. This ain't going to bring him back. And then she is able to mourn and move. So a lot of you listening to this today, maybe you've been stuck because your dad or mom died, right? Maybe your dad or mom died, or maybe your spouse died, and you're stuck in the grief process. You know, adopt our mentality. Try this. It's not going to bring them back. So I got to get up and I got to take my life back. It's not going to bring them back. So I got to get up and I got to take my life back. Another thing that I have done throughout my life that I think helps me not quit is I watch someone else persevere. This is something for you to write down. Watch someone else persevere. The one thing that I'm hearing so much from the world right now, we have had so many people reach out and just say, watching the way that you've walked through your divorce, or watching the way that you've walked through losing your daddy, has helped me so much. You know, I've heard, man, from so many people that didn't even know me. I've never seen somebody walk through so much heartbreak in a year like you, Kim. And it has encouraged me so much, right? And so people are getting hope from watching me and my mom and my brother, my kids, walk through so many losses. And so this is something for you to maybe do. Watch someone else persevere. See, we can learn a lot by watching other people. I watch people all the time. I grow from watching other people that I may not even know, but I watch them online. And learning to persevere is no exception. There are lots of great movies out there which are based on real life stories about people who faced incredible odds and seemingly insurmountable obstacles, but who nonetheless refused to quit. And you guys, they managed to achieve what they were after. So maybe sitting down to watch these movies can be helpful when you feel like quitting. Here are some examples that I love, 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 love in movies that really help me. And just sometimes when I'm having a really bad day, I'll turn on a very encouraging movie and write these movies down. I just thought I would throw out some things that, you know, that I do. And one of them is Rudy. One of the movies is Rudy. And basically, y'all, this film is based on fact account of Daniel Eugene Rudy Redinger. And basically, he's a small town boy who dreamed of playing football for Notre Dame, but was always told he wasn't good enough. He wasn't big enough. He wasn't smart enough. He wasn't athletic enough. So on, so on, and so on. All the odds were against him. But he persevered until he achieved his dream. I love Rudy. I've watched it several times. Another one is The Pursuit of Happiness. So basically, it's inspired by a true story of Chris Gardner. And this film is about a single father with a 5-year-old son who rises from homelessness to Wall Street legend. I've watched this movie several times. And then Erin Brockovich. I love Erin Brockovich. This is basically a biographical film about an unemployed single mother who's a whole boss chick. She's a single mother of 3 who finds work as a legal assistant and manages to bring down a California power company accused of polluting a city's water supply. Freaking love this movie. And basically, watching others refuse to give up will strengthen you and yours as you find a resolve to keep going. Tell yourself the following: they didn't quit and neither will I. Man, y'all, I promise you, this is all I watch is feel-good movies like this where these people made it. I'm telling you, they made it. All right, number 3 strategy for never giving up is call someone. Call someone. Call someone. Stop doing this alone. This pandemic has taught us, has really tried to create isolation with us by separating us from people, separating us from our churches, separating us from life. I'm sure you've seen the TV shows in which someone decides to stop abusing alcohol, so they join an AAA Anonymous. We have Celebrate Recovery at our church. And basically what Celebrate Recovery does, I like Celebrate Recovery more than Alcohol Anonymous, just because it's Christian-based. But basically what we do is we give a sponsor. And if you watch or watch any of these or anything, you realize that if they ever feel like having a drink, or they ever feel like, I even have a friend who suffered from porn addiction, and he joined a program called Angel Network. And basically every time he wanted to go on porn, the email was sent to his wife. So it was an accountability partner. Same thing with Alcohol Anonymous or Celebrate Recovery. Every time you want to have a drink, you call your sponsor. When you've been chasing an important goal for a while, but you haven't made much progress and you feel like giving up, you got to call someone, y'all, whom you know will talk you out of quitting. I do this online, y'all. Millions of people follow me. Why? Because I yell and scream at y'all. I have a whole mentorship program. A whole program that I started in October called RTK Inner Circle. And it is a platform that I have created. Every single morning, I send y'all out video devotions. You go on this platform called Teachable. You've got an email. You got a password. And I am building an incredible platform for you. You can join it. It's $20 a month, y'all. The only reason I even put a $20 cap on it, our price on it, was because I know that if you don't invest in yourself, you'll quit. That's 60 cents a day for y'all, a whole platform where I am seeing you. I promise you, every single person that has joined RTK Inner Circle is growing. They're finding their purpose. They're walking in their gifts. They are finding value. They're walking away from that toxic relationship. They are healing from heartbreaks. They are writing that book. So get involved, y'all. Get involved and build a community where people are like-minded. I'm telling you, every single dream that I had for this RTK Inner Circle is coming to fruition. I didn't know a pandemic was going to happen when I started it in October, but it did. And now we've got a community of like-minded people where we have a whole Facebook page where we are learning each other. I brought all of this inner circle together in June. And everybody came to, or 200 plus people came to my church here in Atlanta. And all of us were there together. You talk about, it just filled my heart with so much joy seeing all the relationships that have been cultivated over the last 6 months, where the online presence built a community of BFFs. That's what we are, BFFs, introverts. Now finding a community of people where they belong. That's what RTK Inner Circle is all about, baby. And we came together in June to my church, Limitless Church, here. And we had 72 hours of just bonding and growing together. And we're having another one just for my inner circle. You can't come unless you're in that inner circle. Because I want us to be a community, a culture. We're building a culture where people feel like they belong. And I'm having another one in January right back here in Atlanta at Limitless Church. And so we'll have probably another 250 people come together. And we are building a community. So you got to get around people that will hold you accountable, that will help you not give up, that will help you not quit, that are goals for you, that when you want to quit, because you will in life, you will want to quit in life, but instead you'll soar because you've got people that believe in you. Here's number four. Go back to your why. When you feel like giving up, go back to your why. Oh, to join my inner circle, go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, innercircle.realtalkkim.com, and join the Start 2020 Strong. And you can start today. You do not have to go back to all the devotions, nothing. Start today, from today, and you're going to love it. I'm telling you. I have a RTK Inner Circle Instagram page and a RTK Inner Circle Facebook page. The Facebook page is better just because you can interact more on it. But you have to be a part of the inner circle to be on that page as well. We just have no drama because of that. We really do, because everybody's doing the same goal. We're in the same family, you know. So there's a reason why I have these guidelines, but they're working. So here's number four, is you got to go back to your why. One of the most important steps in getting a goal is to create a list of all the reasons why you want to achieve the goal. In fact, if you discover that you don't have a strong enough why for a particular goal, it's probably a good idea to discard it. Because here's why. Your whys are what will motivate you to continue striving for a goal. Even when the going gets tough, what is your why, y'all? Is your why your children? Is your why your marriage? Is your why because you want to help the world through what you've gone through? When you feel like quitting, look back at your list containing all of the reasons why your goal is so important to you. If need be, y'all, add even more reasons why. The greater the quantity of reasons, the stronger the reasons. Come on, y'all. And listen, the stronger the reasons with the more quantity of reasons that you have, it will keep you going. The more likely it is that you won't quit, y'all. What is your why? Some of y'all have lost your why. Some of y'all don't even know your why. Y'all, after I walked through my 17-year divorce, I had lost me so much, y'all. I had lost me. I had lost my favorite colors. I had lost my why. I didn't even know what my favorite food was. I lost my why. And a lot of times when you go through a tragedy or a traumatic divorce or traumatic loss, this pandemic has really, my whole church is starting from scratch, right? A lot of you are building friends again from scratch because of a pandemic. This is a great time for you to redo your whys, all right? Number five, find a different how. Come on, somebody. Find a different how. Refusing to give up, y'all, doesn't mean that you should simply keep doing the same thing over and over again. This past Sunday at Limitless Church, I preached on the Jericho Wall. And I preached on how these people were told every day to do the same thing. And they didn't see anything. But yet they did it. They did something different in those 6 days. And on the seventh day, things changed. Sometimes you got to do something different. You got to stop doing the same doggone thing over and over. Stop driving the same way to work. Stop going after the same kind of job just because you got a degree in it. Test the waters and do something different. If the approach that you are currently using isn't working, y'all, try a different approach. I wanted to write my beautifully broken book forever. 3 years stopped, stuck, couldn't do it. Finally, I did something different. I changed my how. I changed my why and I changed my how. And every single day I would sit down and for 1 hour, I would commit to writing my book every single day, 5 days a week. Took off the weekend to regroup. And 1 hour a day, I would write in Beautifully Broken. And in 3 months, I finished that book that I was stuck on for 3 years because I did something different. Continue in this way until you find a method, technique, or strategy that works. Here's what you got to tell yourself when you're trying to find a different how. Tell yourself the following. I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. Wanting to give up is just a sign that a different approach is needed. Wanting to give up is just a sign that a different approach is needed. When you want to give up, y'all, listen to me. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and start brainstorming different alternatives that you can try. Then choose one of them and freaking try it. When you want to give up, take out a pen and piece of paper and start brainstorming different alternatives you can try. Then choose one of them reasons and try it. Number six, succeed at something else. Succeed at something else. Human beings love being rewarded. In fact, we crave it, y'all. We crave it. When you've been working toward the achievement of a goal for a long time, but your efforts haven't resulted in any reward, you haven't made any money, you haven't achieved anything you can brag about to others, you don't really feel like you can pat yourself on the back, so on and so on. You know what? You're human. You're going to be tempted to quit. One way to stop yourself from quitting is to take a break and go do something else. that you know will be rewarded. Here are some examples. I always like to give y'all examples because y'all are like, I don't know. I don't know, Kim. So I'm helping you here. All right. Write a brilliant blog post that will get you lots of social media shares. Bask in the glow of the online attention. Increase the length of your runs, right? Take a selfie as soon as you cross that line. Get outside and walk around a track. And then at the end, say, y'all, 1 mile down, baby. And post it or send it to your friends. Try a new recipe and have some people over that are going to be telling you how awesome it is. Right? Lose some weight. Put a whole selfie up of you in a pair of jeans that used to didn't fit. Y'all, do something. Do something. Right? Write your first chapter of that book and then post, y'all, first chapter down. Y'all, that's why I love my RTK Inner Circle. Because listen, we support each other in there. I encourage you to put pictures. I'm always challenging you in there. Get up there. Y'all all do a 1 minute video and tell us why you love you. I don't know how I love me. There's something you love about you, right? Get around people that's going to encourage you to think. Stir up something in you, right? Remind yourself of what success feels like. Then allow that success to sustain you for a while longer. You got to do something. Here's something about me. I never, ever, 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 ever posted selfies. I just never did it, ever. And y'all know I'm on a talk show called Chatter. And Chatter, they got a new PR person. And this new PR person told me, Kim, you need to start posting selfies. Everybody loves RTK. We love your quotes, but people want to know who you are. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't post selfies. I'm 47. It's going to look like I'm caught up on myself. It's going to make people think that I'm too into myself. It's going to make people think I am cocky and I just walked through a divorce. They're going to think, oh my God, here she is trying to, look at her trying to get attention. Look at her trying to, Yeah, I just had so many reasons why I didn't do that. Finally, the person told me, that the PR person said, Kim, nobody thinks that of you because it's not on you. People know you. They love you because you are so humble. I was like, what? Well, this is going to make me think that I'm not. Well, I started posting selfies like maybe once a week, or I just started inviting people into my world a little bit more because I was very private. And I just can't even believe the love that I was getting. I just, not one person was like, oh, what are you? Not one person. It got me out of my comfort zone. And you know what, y'all? It actually made me grow because I get so much love. I really do not lack any love. Like y'all on my social media platform, oh my God, y'all love me so much because I love you so much. So really I give it and I get it. I really do. And so I never really lacked love, but in that real vulnerable season that I had been walking through, the death of my dad, my favorite man on the planet, the you know, being served divorce papers, all that kind of stuff, all in the same time frame. I didn't realize it. But the love that y'all showed me during these seasons of just something that I was asked to do from a PR person, really, if I wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have probably set me, you know, on the course of life that I'm on, just where I realized that as much love as I gave, I'm getting back. So guess what? Succeed at something else. That's exactly what I did. One area of my life went to hell in a handbasket, and I succeeded in so many more areas. So basically, number 7 is use your failure as a stepping stone. And that's what you got to do too, y'all. Use your failure as a stepping stone. When you feel like one area of your life has fallen apart, start focusing on the areas that aren't falling apart. Stop allowing yourself to get caught in the insecurity of why it didn't work. And stop focusing on what they're doing. Block their tails and go to another area of your life that is functioning and flowing and succeeding. So that's what you have to do. So use failure as a stepping stone. If you fail as you try to succeed or achieve your goals, instead of using that failure as an excuse to quit, use it as a stepping stone. Number 8, y'all, keep chipping away. Keep chipping away. This is a story of my life. I just keep chipping. See, when you want to quit, you got to push yourself to keep taking consistent action toward achieving the goal. I think just now I have a friend that's been in my life for about 5 years. I met her on social media, and 5 years, I know several friends actually that just came to my mind of wanting to get married, and they didn't throw in the towel. And just in the last 2 years, both of them have gotten married. Why? Because they kept chipping away. They didn't throw themselves away because they were, one of them was 40, 50 years old and now living her best life with someone she met on Facebook. She kept chipping away. Another one of my friends was had an eating disorder, and God came into my life 5 years ago, broken, all around broken, single mama. And now today she's married and doing phenomenal. Why? Because she kept chipping away, right? When you want to quit, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing, y'all. You got to keep taking constant action toward the achievement of your goal. Even if you haven't seen results yet, you never know what may be happening underneath the surface, right? Let me tell you something. The bamboo plant spends 5 years just growing its roots. And during that time, the grower has nothing more than a small shoot on the, is the only thing that's visible. The only thing that's visible from this plant is this little bitty sprout. But the grower doesn't pull the whole thing up. It knows that it takes about 5 years to see anything. After 5 years, the plant shoots up to 25 meters in a short amount of time. You can hammer away at a rock perhaps 100 times without much of a crack showing in it. Yet in the next blow, it splits wide open. Just because you can't see anything yet, although you've been working on your goal or working on you for a long time, this doesn't mean that nothing is happening. You may be closer to achieving your dream, y'all, than you ever thought. You can't give up. You can't throw your life away just because you don't see anything happening. You got to keep chipping away. You got to keep believing in yourself. Don't give up on your kids just because they look like they're going to hell in a handbasket. Because you're blaming yourself because your kid is, man, looking like a statistic because your marriage fell apart and now you're giving up because, man, your kid is maybe looking like the prodigal son or daughter. You can't give up, right? Achieving large, hairy goals isn't easy, y'all. Achieving life change isn't easy. Somewhere along the way, it's very likely that you're going to want to quit. I know that for a fact. But when you feel like quitting, you got to get up. You can't give up, right? Off your butt and on your feet, as one of my girls in my inner circle says. You got to live your best life. You got to quit giving up. Get up today. Stop being miserable. Stop being defeated. Stop being depressed. Stop walking around spewing ugliness all over the place. Stop being bitter Betty, petty Patrick. Stop being rebellious Ruby. Stop being bitter bonkers. All right? Stop being negative Nelly. Stop it. Negative Nancy. Stop it. Get up today. Stop looking for all the negative reasons why you need to be so defeated. Yeah, life is going to hand you some lemons, but make some lemonade. The glass may be half full, but just remember you can always add water. There's somebody way worse off than you. Trust me. You've been negative for long enough. Get up. Tell your heart it's time to beat again. Look at your life the way I look at mine. You don't have the option of giving up. Crying? You've done it for long enough. Today, get up. Take your life back. All right? Shut up and march. Shut up and march. All right? Be your biggest cheerleader. I'm cheering you on. I'm the president of your fan club today. I believe in you. You got this, and your best is yet to come. I love you guys so much. Share this with somebody. Somebody in your news feed's contemplating suicide today. You don't even know it. This might change their lives. I love you guys. Stay connected. Get involved in my inner circle, RTK Inner Circle. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Go get my books, y'all. They'll bless you. My newest book just released in April, Shut Hell Up. Yep. You hang around with me, I'm going to brainwash you into believing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. I love you. Hug yourself for me. Love you tons. Bye.